On July 23, 2005, the concept of parallel universes was further described. The superspace of higher dimensions defies all known laws of physics that hold true in the physical universe. It is a universe in which time does not exist as a dimension. It is a universe in which you can create parallel time dimensions. The physical objects collapse into multi-entity objects. We belong to multiple parallel universes right at this moment. While the physical body is in the physical universe, we communicate with ourselves from the parallel universe and guide the brain to do work and live our lives. Once we die, we continue to live, except we withdraw from the physical universe since the body is not usable. We continue to live in the parallel universes. On July 26, 2005, the India Daily Technology team made a statement that is precisely identical to the science I independently worked out for this book. I was stunned when I saw this connection. What happens to the photon if the time dimension is not only moving at the speed of light, but is actually made to accelerate further? The net result is that an entity can fall back from the physical universe and merge into the parallel universe. That is fascinating, because that is what happens to advanced civilizations that know how to live an immortal life in the parallel universe and once in a while hover around the physical universe. Some scientists now believe that after death, the electromagnetic spatial source of energy, or the soul, just moves through a tunnel of decelerating time to end up at the white light, which represents the entry to the parallel universe. According to researchers in this field, an advanced civilization can achieve immortality by being able to access the physical and parallel universe anytime. Most probably, that is what happens when we are born and when we die. But the technology of accelerating time or decelerating time will allow us within the physical universe to access and move in and out of the parallel universe. On July 27th, the India Daily Technology team discussed this science in terms of biology and again sounded very similar to what we have been discussing. Two-thirds of our brain is not under our control. It is guided by the entities in the parallel universe. We communicate using mind-generated signals, commonly known as telepathy, with many other entities, and even with ourselves in higher spatial dimensions of the parallel universe. We do traverse the parallel universes with our mind all the time, without physically leaving the physical universe. That part of the brain is not even under our control. It therefore seems that we are connected genetically to some advanced life forms that can traverse from the physical to the parallel universe all the time. Other articles say many extraterrestrials are visiting us from the M15 star cluster, which is the densest part of our local universe, and has many black holes, providing extraterrestrial civilizations with a giant transfer station. These extraterrestrials are apparently preparing to reveal themselves to Earth in 2012. An August 10, 2005 article said that many of the UFOs that are reported are actually time-reversing phenomena initiated by our own future generation hundreds of years later. They can come and visit us, observe us, but they cannot change any event. Preparing for the Galactic Family Reunion. One report in 2006 revealed that UFOs and extraterrestrial civilizations will be announced to humanity in December 2012, and the general consensus is to make the world slowly ready for it. An article from December 29, 2006 said that world governments have been hiding the truth of UFOs and ETs for decades, but secret preparations are being made to reveal the truth in 2012. It also says that Brazil, India, and China are taking the lead in this matter, and that the world will secretly use the help of extraterrestrials to avoid any potential disasters that may occur due to this transition. On May 12, 2005, India Today said, "We will be visited by representatives from all 88 constellations in the night sky as of December 2012. At this time, we will finally understand the actual process of evolution, the process of bending time and space, the fact that gravity is a wave and not a force, and much more." Another article from January 4, 2007 reveals what is expected to happen when this galactic alignment reaches its peak in December 2012. Galactic alignment changes the world. The civilizations get reincarnation. The Earth gets rejuvenated. It is a function of the gravity wave. The gravity wave in higher dimensions is programmed to create this galactic alignment for Earth to have reincarnation. The major galactic alignment happened before. Some believe the dinosaurs disappeared millions of years back during a major galactic alignment. The Vedic literature talks about galactic alignment. Atlantis was lost during a galactic alignment. Interestingly, ancient literature also hints at formal extraterrestrial visitation during and after galactic alignment. About 100 years before the galactic alignment, advanced extraterrestrial civilizations start visiting the Earth. Interestingly, modern UFO sightings were first recorded in 1911 in Germany. The extraterrestrials create the environment for their formal visitation. This may be no different. We might see in 2012, or after that time, the extraterrestrial civilizations, the Type 4 advanced aliens responsible for the Big Bang. The science, history, philosophy, and all aspects of human life may change that day as we watch with astonishment. In total, these disclosures from India Daily's technology section are so numerous, specific, and ongoing that I feel it is highly likely that they are indeed telling us the truth. And this data corroborates what certain witnesses who worked for the military-industrial complex in the United States and elsewhere have said.